You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yep, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:07 p.m. It's Thursday, July the 7th. My first part of the Triple Dipper, stay tuned for that. The border, what border? My monologue kind of relates to it in a sense. But let me start off this way. Okay, I'm going to let you in on a Williams family inside joke. You ready? I don't know about y'all, but we have a habit of naming our cars. We do. Actual names. Like, it's a dinner table joke. You know, the name has to just come to you. It has to feel right. Nobody else can assign the name for you. So my first car in high school that I ripped up and down Huntsville with was a hopped up 68 Mustang. I named it Thunderfoot, which tells you a lot about how I drove. My son in high school, he had a yellow Ford Ranger, bright yellow. In his teen years, he named it Del Sol, just because it looked like the sun. My daughter, she drives a Jeep Cherokee now. She named it Spirit. Over the years, I had a silver Toyota truck named Zephyr, a brown Ford truck named Mocha Joe, a black truck named Hooch, and multiple Jeeps with names like Big Red and Trigger, among others. You see, they have to reflect something you see in the vehicle and something you like. It's like a game for us, really. So now I drive a white Jeep Gladiator. A Gladiator. A Gladiator, I say. Therefore, its name must be, you guessed it, Maximus. So, more formally known as Maximus Decimus Meridius. Oh, yeah. So, let me flip the script here, though. Why would I name my Jeep Gladiator Maximus? That's a good question. But if you have to ask that question, you must not be a fan of one of the best movies ever made, Russell Crowe's Gladiator. It was one of those epic movies with expansive vistas and well-developed characters, a movie about leadership, about courage, about justice. And if you sort of read between the lines, so to speak, you'll also find that movie is also the tale of a civilization in decline. There's one epic scene in the movie, though, when the main character, Maximus, who has been betrayed, lost his family and his freedom, sold into slavery to fight in the arena, he has a chance to finally confront the failed leader, Emperor Commodus. In one of those movie lines that became a part of pop culture, he slowly turned, took off his helmet, and shocked the corrupt emperor by saying, "My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, and loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next." And in one fell swoop, the character of Maximus, if you think about it, he laid claim to him being an actual leader who had fought for the empire, someone who had been maligned and mistreated by his own government, someone who was willing to take action to correct the downward spiral of his government, and that his enemy Commodus was not the true emperor, and he immediately became a marked man. Well, the movie is very loosely based on historical grounds, and there was in fact a corrupt Emperor Commodus. The arena was real. Those who dared to speak out against the corrupt leadership of Rome, they were often abused or killed. And the Roman Empire did, in fact, decline. It declined to the point that what was once considered the greatest empire in the history of the world vanished for the most part, and the great ruins and modern fractured nations remain. But how does a civilization from which we gather up so much of our Western culture just go away? How is it possible that an entire culture can fall? And did it fall from outside influences, or did it fall from within? Well, actually, it was both. It was both external and internal forces, but if you get down to it, even the external forces became a factor because of the massive decline of the internal workings of Rome itself. So historians wrestle with the factors that caused Rome to fall. There's a few they agree on, though, and I got to tell you, when I read the list and I compared it to where we're going right now as a modern nation today, I get this eerie feeling that the fall of Rome is some sort of deja vu. So here's just a few of the factors that historians agree to that led to the fall of the great Roman Empire. So listen and compare for a minute. One of the most prevalent theories is the weakening of the Roman society by the mass migration of people across Europe who were seeking out another location to live. Literally, whole tribes and subcultures just up and moved and occupied territories that were part of the Roman Empire and began to draw from Rome's resources without any predicate or permission. Some would say that Rome no longer had any borders, that the lack of cohesion and say-so over who was and was not occupying space within the Roman Empire caused a massive degradation of logistical and national capabilities. Sound familiar? Right now, we're seeing literally millions per year flooding across our southern border unchecked. Not that we're a closed nation. We're not the hermit kingdom of North Korea. But yet we are a nation, and a nation without borders ceases to be a geographic or even political entity if left unchecked. There's that. How about this one? Another of the factors attributed to the fall of Rome is what is referred to as the weakening of the Roman legions. For most of its history, Rome's military was the envy of the ancient world, but during the decline, the makeup of the once mighty legions began to change. Unable to recruit enough soldiers from the Roman citizenry, the emperors like Diocletian and Constantine began hiring foreign mercenaries to help prop up their armies. And the ranks of the legions eventually swelled up with so many Germanic Goths and other barbarians that the Romans began using the Latin word barbarus in place of soldier. They also had little or no loyalty to the empire. And many of the barbarians who sacked the city of Rome and brought down the Western Empire eventually had even earned their military stripes while serving in the Roman legions. Well, right now, today, the U.S. military is in a difficult spot. We're still the envy of the world. We nonetheless are 23% down in recruiting, and we're unable to man the force under current projections. We're seeing the loss of nearly 18% of the National Guard and Reserve forces due to these ill-planned COVID mandates and social experimentation in the ranks and leadership who bows to so-called threats like climate change while not focusing on warfighting. The downfall of Rome, the fall of the legions, the U.S. military, deja vu. There's other multiples that there are multiple other things on the list, but I'm going to give you one more. You ready? Massive government overexpansion and overspending. There you go. At its height, the Roman Empire stretched from the Atlantic Ocean to the Euphrates River, but the growth of the government sector became far too bloated and corrupt, and the levels of spending to maintain that growth became unsustainable. Right now, those in charge of our state and our nation here today have spent and spent and spent and have grown the size of government to levels never seen before in our nation's history. Have we reached a level of unsustainability? Well, that's arguable. But we are staring at inflation and market indicators not seen in over 40 years, and I can't help but think deja vu. So yeah, I see these indicators, and I look at history, and I realize that the fact that I love this nation, this state, my community, means that I'm willing to stand. We have to. I don't want to be a blot on history that makes future generations wonder where we went. And if you think about it, there's no one who's naming their Jeep Commodus. Yeah. Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the Felix Legion, is general of the armies of the North. That's for me. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I hate finding things like the fall of Rome feels like deja vu. I hate it. I mean, and by the way, this is not a doom and gloom show. We're not a gripe session. But you know what? We're going to speak truth. And right now, when you look at some of the things that they say contributed to the complete loss of a culture, we're seeing some of that today. Got to learn from history or you're doomed to repeat it. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.